We are hit with the headlines about the Omicron variant of the COVID-19 virus. And yes, it has been labeled officially a variant of concern. The question is, what degree of concern does it merit? We know there are a lot of breathless headlines here, and we want to make sure this morning on the Paul W. Smith Show that we put it into the proper context for you as you go about your day. WJR Senior News Analyst Marie Osborne joining us live with the latest on what we know. But just as importantly, Marie, it's what we don't know yet. And that seemed to be the prevailing theme from all the medical experts on the Sunday morning talk shows yesterday.
And that is very true, Guy. Several fast-moving developments over the weekend concerning this new variant from South Africa. So we'll start here today. President Biden authorizing a ban from 8 African countries. It's in an effort to stem the spread of the variant. Now, this variant has several mutations to the spike protein that allows the virus to enter the body, and some of those mutations could lead to increased antibody resistance and transmissibility. Dr. Fauci on Meet the Press, he says early indicators show this is a variant, yes, to be taken seriously.
What we have is we have the window into the mutations that are in this new variant. And they are troublesome in the fact that there are about 32 or more variants in that very important spike protein of the virus, which is the business end of the virus, and there's about 10 or more of these mutations.
Dr. Francis Collins, director of the National Institutes of Health, spoke on Fox News Sunday, and here's an explanation a little further into what those spike proteins mean.
But the shape of that protein is different because of these 30-plus mutations, so that it looks a little different. So if you've raised antibodies against that from previously being infected or from being vaccinated, the question is, will those antibodies still stick to this version of the spike protein, or will it evade that protection? We need to find that out. To be honest, though, that's going to take 2-3 weeks in both laboratory and field studies to figure out the answer. And that's what all of us as scientists want to know.
So there he says it. It'll be a couple of weeks before we learn that important answer about this variant. Can it evade our current vaccines or the antibodies produced by those who've been infected by the virus? Research ongoing at Moderna and Pfizer this morning. If a new vaccine is needed, it'll be at least 3 months before anything like that can be ready for market, according to Dr. Collins. In New York, the governor there declaring a state of emergency due to the rise of COVID cases and the threat of the Omicron variant. Now, we're going to be getting new COVID numbers from the state later today. This will include numbers from the holiday weekend, and as of Wednesday, cases averaged out to about 8,500 per day. More than 4,000 adults and 58 children are now hospitalized with the virus. So the bottom line, Guy, is that we have no cases of the Omicron variant reported either in Michigan or in the country. However, there have been 2 confirmed cases in Ontario, Canada.
Right. And so far, the early word that we're getting out of Africa is that these symptoms, at least so far, have been mild to moderate, which they think is a good sign. But they're also stressing you have, for the most part, a younger population that's been infected, and they tend to weather this better. So they're not quite sure how to process that information. And again, as you said, it's going to take 2 to 3 weeks to figure out really if this is a more virulent form and if it's also more transmissible than Delta. But it appears, at least in Africa, to be moving faster than Delta did.
Absolutely. And again, the physician who first recognized the Omicron variant in South Africa says all the cases they've seen there, as you said, are milder cases, not requiring hospitalization. But again, the study has to be over a broad base of people, different types of people and populations. And so that's what's going to take the time, as you said, here in the States to determine the threat to all of us. Right now, again, though, no reported cases in the U.S. But Dr. Fauci did say over the weekend, look, just because we don't have a reported case doesn't mean that it isn't here.
Isn't already
just
here,
yeah. Reported it. Yeah.
Did you hear about the flight into Amsterdam from Africa? I believe it was a 400-passenger flight, 60 confirmed cases of COVID aboard it, and a few of the cases of the Omicron variety as well, which begs the question, aren't they supposed to be vaccinated, and aren't they supposed to be tested before they get on the flight? We know that incoming flights from Europe and Asia here in the United States, that's the standard. You can't get on the flight without a ticket showing that you have been tested and are negative, or that you're vaccinated, or both is what was required of Gail and I when we returned from Europe just a couple of months ago. So there's already travel restrictions that are in place.
I did not hear about that particular flight, but boy, that sounds like shades of the early days of the pandemic, right, where you'd hear these startling stories of these cluster breakouts. But hearing you tell that story, I thought the same thing. I thought everybody was supposed to be tested, do the rapid test before you get on board.
Right.
You're supposed to have a vaccine. Maybe something fell along the wayside. That would be worth noting and worth finding out about.
I would think so. And obviously, if you catch them before they come in, then they can be quarantined or turned back. So at least they did catch them. But I was just shocked that those people would have been able to even get on that flight in from Africa. And of course, we've already got Africa saying that this is unfair, that they're being singled out. And I suppose that's just part and parcel of what we need to do here. It's bad luck on their part, and it's no insult should be taken. This is what we need to do to try to slow the spread.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that. I mean, the United States certainly has had its problems as well in this fight against the pandemic. And you're right. I mean, I just think it just happened to have shown up in South Africa. This could have happened anywhere in the world.
Yeah, it is a reminder that it was just only a little over a year and a half ago that when we had the initial travel ban, the Trump administration was called xenophobic, and I know folks in conservative circles are making much of that. The bottom line is, it was a smart policy then. It's a smart policy now because, you said, it's going to take 90 days for Moderna and Pfizer, if we need it, to come up with a tailor-made vaccination against this new strain. Marie, I know you'll be continuing to follow it and give us updates. We appreciate it. Have a great morning.
You too, Guy. Thank you.